Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a further 12 people have died with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, with 510 new cases confirmed this afternoon. In the Republic, the Taoiseach says the government is minded to accept NPHET's recommendation that the hospitality sector close before the new year. We'll have a full report. The Irish Hotels Federation says hotels and guesthouses in Donegal are facing their harshest ever start to a new year because of a collapse in bookings. We'll be speaking to the Federation's chair in the county. And Letterkenny University Hospital undertakes the largest recruitment campaign in the facility's history. We'll hear from the general manager. And later in the bulletin, Oisin Kelly is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. A further 12 people have died with COVID-19 north of the border, with 510 new cases today. 11 of the deaths took place in the past 24 hours. Hospitals are operating at 102% capacity, with 445 people in hospital in Northern Ireland with coronavirus, 31 of them in intensive care. A 6-week lockdown begins in the north on St. Stephen's Day. In the Republic, the Taoiseach says the government is minded to accept NPHET's recommendation that the hospitality sector be shut before the new year. NPHET says restaurants and pubs that serve food should close from December 28th. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
With the number of new cases over the last few weeks rising significantly, the government's been told to curtail the plans for Christmas. Looser restrictions on gatherings in homes and a lifting of the travel ban started today and was due to be in effect until January 6th. That now won't happen, and it's likely much of the hospitality sector will be closed before the new year. NPHET's recommended doing so from the 28th of this month, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying they're minded to accept the advice.
NPHET have sent us to advice last evening, and they are proposing significant restrictions on hospitality before New Year's Eve, and government is minded to go with that recommendation, but government has to discuss this and will decide ultimately on Tuesday.
What that will mean practically is the closure of restaurants and pubs that serve food. House visits will likely be reduced to people from one other household, and the ban on leaving your county will also be reinstated before the new year. Cabinet won't make a formal decision until Tuesday, with restaurants and hotels angry at being made to wait until the last minute to know exactly what the regulations will be.
Well, the Irish Hotels Federation says hotels and guesthouses in Donegal are facing their harshest ever start to a new year due to a collapse in bookings, and this will worsen the situation. Figures published today show that in the border region, booking levels for hotel rooms are at 7% for January and 6% for February. This follows already historically low occupancy levels of 18% projected for December. All three figures are below the national average. Meanwhile, the IHF's chair in Donegal, Paul Diver, says the situation is being exacerbated because hotels are now excluded from the government's COVID restrictions support scheme.
We were eligible for it at the start, and during the second lockdown, we were entitled to it. It's kept many hotels around the county afloat. We need that. Without that support, many hotels may go to the wall. It's just, it's just not feasible. We've had restrictions after restrictions from the middle of October. And whilst, we totally accept, that it's a health crisis, hotels have proven to be one of the safest establishments. We've all signed up to the COVID charter. I think Donegal has 100% signed up to it. Yeah, there's an anomaly, and it's costing us a lot of money.
The government is saying that you're being excluded because people aren't being prevented from entering hotels. The fact is, people are being told, don't leave your county.
Absolutely. It really doesn't make sense. The restrictions are there. It's only this weekend that people can travel into the county.
You would have been hoping to have business up to the 6th of January, but if the easing of restrictions over Christmas is to be scaled back to a end of December closure, be it the 28th, 29th or 30th, then you're going to lose that New Year weekend, and that would be a substantial loss.
That's a huge loss for some hotels that stay open over Christmas. It's for that holiday weekend that they stay open, and there'll be a huge amount of business. The majority of that business will be travelling through the county, Dublin, Cork, Galway, and it looks as if all that business is going to be wiped out. But we would hope, even there's still a few weeks to go, and we would hope that if the numbers level off, that the hotels might be able to stay open. But it's certainly very concerning.
Well, the Taoiseach's comments that we just reported there before, that story would suggest that early reintroduction of restrictions will take place at the end of December. That was the chair of the Irish Hotels Federation in Donegal, Paul Diver, speaking to us there this afternoon. The number of people testing positive for COVID-19 in schools has increased. The government says 3.5% of people tested in schools this week were confirmed to have the virus. The average positive rate since schools reopened earlier this year has been 2.4%. Senior government official Liz Canavan says, however, there will not be a blanket closure of schools.
There has been a lot of commentary surrounding the closure of a small number of schools. It is important to remember that any decision to close will be made, if necessary, by public health to respond to specific situations. And on occasion, that has been warranted.
Letterkenny University Hospital is undertaking the largest recruitment campaign in the hospital's history. Up to 120 posts are being created over the coming months across a range of areas in the hospital, 100 of them new positions. The hospital's general manager is Sean Murphy.
At the moment, very much we're focusing on nurses and medical staff. Over next week, we'll be having an additional focus on therapy staff. Scientific staff, so med lab scientists, radiographers, physiotherapists, OTs, nurses, midwives. We're recruiting across the range because we need to, obviously when you open extra beds and extra theatre capacity, it's not just the nurses and doctors, they need the support of all the other specialists.
And that was Sean Murphy there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. There's more of that interview on our website, highlandradio.com. And of course, you can listen to the podcast of the 9 till noon show. That's also available on the website. Brexit, and the EU's chief negotiator says there are just a few hours left to agree a post-Brexit trade deal with the UK. Talks have been continuing all day between both sides, with Michel Barnier saying it's the moment of truth for the negotiations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned things are looking difficult, with less than 2 weeks to go before the transition period ends. €6 million in funding is being provided for the Ulster Canal Greenway. The money will be used for the continued restoration of the Ulster Canal and the development of the Greenway. The Minister for Local Government, Dara O'Brien, has described it as a significant north-south project, and he said it demonstrates the government's commitment to the concept of a shared island. It was discussed at today's North-South Ministerial Council meeting, at which Minister Charlie McConnellogue raised a number of issues pertaining to the North-West, including the A5. Gardaí will be increasing checkpoints over the Christmas period. There will be over 2,300 checkpoints across the country between now and the new year. 18 people have lost their lives on Irish roads during this period since 2015. Chief Superintendent Ray McMahon says they'll be focusing on drink and drug driving and speed this Christmas.
We've already had 2,300 mandatory testing checkpoints, and we're going to continue that right throughout the whole Christmas period and indeed increase it right as we go in through the Christmas and New Year. Of course we'd be concerned. Every Christmas we're concerned. It's a very dangerous time of the year on our roads. So, you know, drink driving, speeding and drug driving, they're the real key targets that we're going to look at this Christmas campaign.
It's emerged it'll be some time before the national broadband plan is fully rolled out in Donegal. Figures received by Deputy Pearse Doherty show over 32,000 homes and businesses in the county are currently awaiting high-speed broadband, and it'll be at least 4 years before the service is delivered to 90% of them. The Department of the Environment confirms surveys have been completed in some areas of the county. However, survey works for Chrysler, Tammany, Bunbeg and a number of offshore islands may not be carried out until as late as 2022. Deputy Doherty says that's not good enough.
The disappointing news here is that there's 32,000 homes that have to be connected in Donegal, and some of those will be waiting another 4 years to be connected. And I'm not happy with that, and that's what I've been arguing with the government, that Donegal has been left behind in terms of much infrastructure. When it comes to the National Broadband Scheme, we should be prioritised. All the indicators suggest that that's the type of investment we need, whether you look at unemployment, whether you look at poverty or deprivation. So this is something that they could do right.
Gardaí have issued a warning over deer crossing in North Inishowen. On three occasions overnight, Gardaí encountered a herd of deer crossing the road on the mountain road just outside Carndonna. The deer appears to be staying fairly close to the roadside, and Gardaí are urging road users in the area to be aware and to remain alert. Gardaí say it's the time of year the deer would usually be about, but they say these fellows appear to have arrived a few days early. Gardaí are reminding people to always drive with caution and at a safe speed. The Taoiseach has pledged to raise funding concerns over Donegal over Sligo Airport, with the Transport Minister. The airport houses the Coast Guard Service, which covers the West Coast, Donegal and the Ulster coastline, with fears over the future of the facility, as there are no plans by government to provide funding to the airport under a new programme. Sligo Airport hasn't received any government funding now for 10 years. Speaking in the Dáil, South Donegal and Sligo and Leitrim Deputy Marion Harkin said Sligo has been the busiest search and rescue base for the past 3 years, but government support has been found wanting.
Now, I direct this question to you specifically because you quite rightly supported €750,000 to Waterford Airport in 2018 to supply similar services. Waterford is a bit like Sligo in the sense that there is no passenger flights since 2016. And good luck to them. They provide an emergency service, but so does Sligo, the busiest search and rescue base for the last 3 years in the whole country. Yet, Sligo has not got 1 cent of Exchequer funding from the government for the last decade. The Irish Aviation Authority has mandated certain infrastructural works to be completed by the end of January 2021. 500,000 is needed, just €500,000. The airport itself can supply 200,000, but we have nothing from government. There's 47 jobs and an essential regional service at risk. And Taoiseach, I just want to ask for a commitment to this regional service.
Thank you,
and
Deputy.
Finally, Ken Corla, can I re-echo your good wishes to all?
Thank you very much, Deputy.
Well, responding, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said it's essential that the airport continues to operate for the Coast Guard. He said if funding is needed, then it should be provided.
The Coast Guard Search and Rescue Service is based in Sligo Airport. I can't imagine it could be moved anywhere else, so it is essential that airport continues to operate for the Coast Guard. Perhaps it could be moved to Knock, but I doubt it. So I think it would have to stay there. So the airport will have to be provided funding if it needs it to keep that service up and running. So we'll take it up with the Line Minister.
House prices in Donegal have increased 14% in the final quarter of 2020, according to figures from the latest Daft.ie house price report. The cost of a house in Donegal is up from this time last year, with the house now costing on average €158,000. Meanwhile, the average number of new home transactions in the county is down 26% year on year. Nationally, house prices rose by 7.4%, with the areas with the largest increases including Dublin 8, Dublin 10, Kilkenny and Donegal. A woman who was wrongly accused of murdering a baby in County Kerry in 1984 says she hopes the stress and suffering she's endured over the years is now behind her. Joanne Hayes received an apology from the state today, as well as declarations that tribunal findings of wrongdoing made against her and her siblings were unfounded and incorrect. She asked for the declarations to be attached to the tribunal's final report to show readers how a young woman was oppressed by organs of the state. Speaking on her behalf outside court afterwards, her solicitor Pat Mann said Joanne Hayes and her family just want to move on with their lives.
She would like to sincerely thank the people of Abbeydorney and its surrounding parishes and everyone throughout Ireland who sent letters of support and prayers to us. Throughout the years, the kindness and sense of community that they have experienced has helped the family through the most challenging moments of this period. It is Joanne's sincere hope and belief that after 36 years, the suffering and stress of this ordeal is now finally behind them all.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with everything for the Donegal fan this Christmas. O'Neill's Donegal jerseys, training and leisure wear from the Raven Range, and stocking fillers like Donegal face masks and bobble hats. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 17 minutes past five, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. The Club Players Association feel provincial club championships will be lost for a second year unless the GAA adopts a county-first approach. With a split season set to be introduced in 2021, the CPA want to see the inter-county season completed before the club. The CPA say the health and safety of the players should also remain a primary concern. Well, Dublin manager Desi Farrell has named an unchanged team for tomorrow's All-Ireland football final with Mayo. Johnny Cooper, a late replacement for Brian Howard in the semi-final win over Cavan, keeps his place at cornerback. Mayo will reveal their team this evening. The Green and Red, of course, are aiming to end a famine that stretches back to 1951, while Farrell's side are going for an unprecedented sixth All-Ireland in a row. Former Mayo boss John Mohan says it will be telling where Lee Keegan lines out for them tomorrow.
We're stuck for players to fit into our full back line.
But the reality is, I think Lee is in the full back line by default, because we're just short. We've lost a couple of guys in the last couple of years. We're just stuck for guys to play in the full back line. And I think that's why Lee is back there. But that, nonetheless, James Horne might spring a surprise and throw him out around the middle of the field. Who knows?
Donegal and Tyrone meet in Sunday's Ulster Minor Football Championship quarter-final in Ballybuffet. There is, of course, no spectators allowed into the tie, and there will be full live match commentary here on Highland on Sunday from just before 1 o'clock. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh. Tyrone will be seen as favourites for this one, and Donegal boss Luke Barrett knows that Headside will need a big performance if they're going to progress through in the competition.
You know, Donegal are by far the dominant team in Ulster at senior level at the minute. But, you know, in terms of underage football in Ulster, Tyrone and Derry are the benchmark. And Tyrone, particularly over the last couple of years, Collie Holmes is coaching them. And listen, Collie's a fantastic operator. And he's got them really, really well set up. And I, you know, the last 2 years, they've come to Ballybuffet in the Championship and they've beaten Donegal. And, you know, we have said that to the lads as well, that, you know, anything can happen on the day, but it's important to deliver performance, because I probably would have felt that over the last 2 years, particularly watching the Minors, you know, they would have probably been disappointed with the performance on the day. So, you know, that's all we've been saying to the lads. If we can deliver a performance that, you know, and be competitive right to the very end, then, you know, we're in with a chance. But if we don't reach that level of performance, it'd be very difficult. So that's all we're focusing on.
Derry are also in action this coming Sunday when they play host to Armagh. Donegal man Charlie McLaughlin has been included on the list of awards at University College Cork for 2020. Charlie, who originates from Creasla and plays his football, and played his football rather, with St Michael's, was recognised for his 25 years of service to UCCGAA with the Kieran Dowd Special Achievement Award. He has filled many roles at the university over the past quarter of a century, from coaching, managing, and just being an ever-present figure around the home of the 2020 Fitzgibbon and 2019 Sigerson Cup winners. In boxing, St Johnstone man Brett McGinty makes his professional ring debut this evening when he fights Jan Arden in a middleweight four-round contest on the Mick Hennessy promotion in Redditch in England. It's part of the undercard for the British light heavyweight title clash between Shaquan Peters and Craig Richards. Brett, of course, is Ricky Hatton in his corner. Donegal Boxing Board President Peter O'Donnell says he has a good team around him.
Now, Ricky Hatton had it all, like, and he's been round the block. He's done it all, the former world champion, you know, great boxer, and I would say he would be a very, very good trainer as well, you know, and it seems to be a good combination as well, himself and Brett. And he's promoted by Shear Sport Management, the same management as Jason Quigley, fellow Donegal man, and he's getting promoted by Mick Hennessy, another gentleman of boxing, looks after his boxers very well, keeps them all busy, and he puts on the shows as well, so he has it all going for him, you know.
Some other boxing news. Peter Taylor, or Kitty Taylor rather, has been named the Irish Times Sports Ireland Sports Woman of the Year for 2020. It's the fifth time that she has won the award. In darts, County Tyrone's Mickey Mansell won a game at the World Championships for the first time in his career today, 10 years after making his debut at the tournament. The world number 59 from Coal Island did not drop a leg in a straight sets victory over New Zealand's Hapu Puha at London's Alexandra Palace. Mansell was emotional afterwards when he spoke to Dan Dawson.
Unbelievable, Dan. You know, I suppose people talk about the crowd and all the rest. You know, for me, I have to be selfish and all the rest. You know, I'm disappointed the family's not here. You know what I mean? I'm lucky enough my wife's here. But at the start of every year, I make a promise to my wife and three children. If I get to the World Championships, we're all going. That has been the way it has been, you know what I mean? Well, they've come here the last 4 years or whatever. The biggest thing for me is my two boys and my daughter's not here to witness it, like, you know, but it's brilliant feeling, you know. And
there's another Irishman in action today. Cork's Kieran Tehan suffered defeat amid a first round exit. He was beaten 3-2 by Wayne Jones. Billy Burns will captain Ulster rugby against his former club Gloucestershire tomorrow. The fly half is the only change in Ulster's back line as the province seek to keep their Champions Cup hopes alive following a loss last weekend. His return sees Ian Madigan drop to the bench. Sam Carter's not recovered from a head injury, so David O'Connor joins his brother Alan in the second row. Jordy Murphy and Nick Timoney are also in for Matthew Rea and Marcel Cutez. Donegal jockey Luke McAteer took a second one of the week this afternoon on the all-weather track at Dundalk. He took victory on 10-3 shot Queen's Carriage for trainer Kevin Thomas Coleman. On Wednesday, of course, he had a 33-1 winner on Farnese. That brings his win total for the year to 28. In soccer, Jack Byrne has been voted the SSE Air Trustee Sports Writer Personality of the Year. He's been acknowledged for his role in helping Shamrock Rovers win a first title in 9 years. And there's one game tonight cross channel. It's in the Championship. Preston play Bristol. That one kicks off at 8 o'clock. That's your sport for today, Donal.
Gurum Hagath Oshin Nungasunish Unlooked, Alev Ek Colum Ferreter.
Shaywar Mahasa Colum Ferreter, Inchal, in the Priest Skelty Air Highland Radio. Fogriu Lalin Shartin Yaguel Barbara I Cahal Caffi Mar Coardi Hort Flanala Chango the Lecher Kennan Marwala Service Yeltakta. Bean Coardi Hort Ur Fragra as and Flan Changa a Cadiu the Lecher Kennan, Emilunus and Nablian the Shah a Karakon Kin. Plan a Shart Mliana Taigest, Agus a Sea Cosport and Flan, the Usage Nigeliga a Spragu Igursi, Ejahish, Socialta, Culturha Agusna Egnamiakta and Walla. Ik vraagstel de reacten als wanneer letje kennen, August er wanneer niet geld hakt. Major le press ratjes de kaj leonre letje kennen, ten agriact chamante haar kion pobble en wale August pobble niet geld hakt. Uitzicht niet gelijk maar gra hanga lehul en letje kennen, een hurricane kin, a chahu August een kelderu. Ga holus swin leonre er foil egg en save leonre LC bonkai e. Fogriu and you a grun nigeltakta go well plan changa ellen hori kadiha fuin proces plan ala changa komai fagi se shago me aluntus bliantos sus the kid mili euro curta or foil fuin proces contaki or the horch le corivime and flan erin ellen curry se sha or homus cor common hori august kosha plan ala changa hori offiga plan ala changa ostu Concordu le faimu an flian changa don ellen. Do tashe fogri a comai goal alantus as few er bresh agus shasus a kui mili euro. Cadi he con taki art le a horch da edges gale clar ebre co anti he a aimu in nile la cursi gelege da rini fasta a rear and gelter to glian column killer. Taos kion kere kid mila goliaik kadihe da hogri egsul da hodge Connor Nigeliga komai, a new assur shin doger and Tara Stach Chambers, a new goal cad planala feitche le canaris Connor Nigeliga arbert mar lar anad geliga da kahar valaha clea le tell you farberha a yenu cartlan av Johan Nigeliga don trevsche fihe fias a hen guji fihe fias a da. Le lenne treif se kerne te glushocht le ve scholte erbuel, facta se gierien ergini oge, a spragu con en gelige usse, jugus olus, a horch dife fu jeschene fastiocht se gelige. August en gradam, no sarash dan sheo vlien a se kele, agus is fejers malte dan a rano gi egsela a claro gi en darna la de mi aner, frigin formata ar foil, egen sieve nos bunk I e. Shimma hodge eligolier, slan August Bannacht.
Gurum Hagath, Colum August Anish on I'm Sure. Future showers this evening and tonight, some heavy and possibly of hail. Clear spells with lows of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh and gusty south to southeast winds, veering southwest toward morning. Again, the winds strong at times, particularly near coasts. A cool and blustery day tomorrow with sunny spells and widespread showers, many of them heavy or prolonged, some of hail. Highs tomorrow, 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in fresh, locally strong and gusty southwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, though, we'll take a closing look at the headlines. Another 12 people have died with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, with 510 new cases reported this afternoon. 11 of the deaths took place over the course of the past 24 hours. Here, the Taoiseach says the government is minded to accept NPHET's recommendation that the hospitality sector be closed before the new year. NPHET says restaurants and pubs that serve food should close from the 28th of December because of rising numbers. It was to have happened on the 6th of January. The Irish Hotels Federation says hotels and guest houses in Donegal are facing their harshest ever start to a new year due to a collapse in bookings, and the Taoiseach's statement is going to make things worse. The number of people testing positive for COVID-19 in schools has increased. Letterkenny University Hospital has embarked on its biggest recruitment campaign in its history. And we're back with news, as we say, at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 18th of December. The death has occurred of Susanna Doherty, Kirkstown, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 in St. Enan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Due to government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family only, please. Inquiries to Con MacDade, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Jimmy Boyle, Mina Halla, Glenties. His remains will repose at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass in St. Connell's Church, Glenties, on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Laura McFadden, née Kelly, Killymasney, New Mills, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral and burial are private to family and friends. The death has taken place of Patricia Pat Dorian, Old Rectory, Fawn. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Fawn, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly for family only, please. Pat's Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv/Cockhill, choosing the mobile option. The death has occurred of Pat Green, Glasgow, and Derry na Manchur, Annagree. Funeral Mass on Sunday in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery for family and friends only, please. The wake is strictly private to family only. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Annagree Parish Facebook page or on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Mary's Star of the Sea Church. The death has taken place of Michelle Good, née Freel, The Lag, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. And the death has taken place of Breegine Crumlish, Daly, 4, De Molan Park, Derry. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 in Holy Family Parish Church, Ballymacroarty, Derry, followed by private family cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. Due to guidelines, the wake, funeral and cremation are private to family only, please. Funeral service can be viewed on holyfamily-parish.com.